Now we're about, the time is already 25 past 10 and the meeting starts. Over to Madia.
Okay, in the absence of the chair, we need to formally elect an acting chair. Can I call for nominations? Mr. Abdul?
I will propose just a voting chair.
Any seconders? Okay, so this is the recorder. Okay, what you are duly elected is the acting chair of the committee.
Because we are already behind the schedule, I would suggest that we allow the department, the TECB, that is Perishable Products Export Control Board, to lead us with the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Agricultural, Forestry and Fisheries for the opportunity to present our annual report today. I would like to also thank my executives who are here today, my CEO on my left, Mr. Lavoya Mabombo, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Johan Schwebus, and then our Human Resources Executive, Mr. Provide the presentation which you will see today. I think I will open just a quick background. I think we have seen it before. We've presented our background already. And we're just going to look at the background and the performance highlights, and then I will hand over to the CEO to go through the our strategy and then to present our financials. I want to thank the team, the executive team, for what they've done this year and for delivering on our strategic objectives as well as they have, and also for us having an unqualified audit first time round. We're feeling quite confident about what the PPCB is doing, and I thank them very much from the board's perspective, and also my board have been extremely supportive, and we've done a lot of good things this year. Just really the current environment, the agricultural standards, product standards, that is what we have delegated authority on, and we do that on behalf of the department, and we provide inspections to products, perishable products. We do inland phytosanitary inspections on for coal treatment markets such as the EU, and we provide certificates. And those certificates, in fact, go a long way to saving time for our products entering the market. One of our competitors, Chile, doesn't have that, and the product is often held up in on the other side in the ports, and that actually is often a cost to them, so it helps to save us money. We're involved in the coal chain, that is part of the PPCB Act. And we regulate and look at the cold chain facilities, and we provide certificates of compliance in that area. We are involved in special markets. Certain markets ask for specific protocol requirements, and that's negotiated by the department with the departments of the other countries, and that is for the case of China with table grapes. It's a 22-day cold stare, which starts in the port and ends in the other port, and the PPCB is responsible to ensure that the temperature, the thermometers are in the correct places, so that at the end of the journey, in the 22 days, we can monitor what has happened over time. Value-added services, these are services that we believe can enhance the competitiveness of the industry. Our strategic objective is to enhance the competitiveness, the export competitiveness, the global competitiveness of our perishable produce industry. And these are services that we look to putting in and helping with, such as inspections on global GAAP, and on certain private standard requirements. We have been doing capacity building, we have a training academy, and we are training young technicians, and hoping that they will then go out into both the department and into the industry, so that we are capacitizing the capabilities of this industry. And then we also provide certain services that we are asked to do from a training perspective, to support the training of other countries around us with their ability to actually inspect their product. Because we believe that if we enhance the products coming from Africa and from other countries, then that will help us to raise the standards in other countries. How we are, where we sit, the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries, the board reports to her, that we see, believe as our shareholder, and then the board, we appoint the CEO and the executive management to act on our behalf. Our vision is as a partner in global competitiveness of the South African perishable produce, perishable products, and our mission is to build the competitive capacity and provide confidence in our products, the South African products they receive. Our values, professionalism, accountability, passion, integrity, and confidence. Our objectives, enhancing the credibility of South African Export Certificate, I've spoken to that already, supporting the export competitiveness through our services, through training, strengthening our capacity as a credible source of information. We've been working with all of the sectors in developing ways of using the information that we bring in through our inspections, and then enabling industries to use that information to be able to understand the product flow and what is happening in the markets. Supporting government in ensuring confidence in quality assurance and food safety systems. We've been involved quite heavily with the department in that. And then supporting government in building compliance to quality and food safety standards for imported perishable products. That's been also handled by Department of Health, but we believe that because of what we do, we are enabled to help to bring our capacity and our understanding to support them to become capacitized. These are the services that we provide. We do research and development. We've done a lot on the cold chain, and that's been quite innovative. We do quality inspections for the perishable produce industry. We provide certificates. We do food safety audits on companies that are doing on any type of food products, food-related products. We provide the statistics under information as objectives. We provide training and advice to those companies wishing to understand about global GAAP, private standards, and what they should be doing to achieve the standards and regulations that are required of them. Private certification services, the cold chain management in the ports, and we do inland phyto inspections, which is to do with plant health, to ensure that there are no bugs being sent to other countries. This is our value chain, the value chain of our industry, and we are involved in most of the areas. We work hand in hand with the producer, the pack houses, we inspect there, the cold stores, the inland depots, and we do inspection, the cold store, exports, all the way through to the other side. We help to provide it. Even on the ships, we monitor temperatures to ensure that the quality is upheld. Our performance highlights were benchmarking. Our CEO and our operations executive have been on benchmarking trips to look at our competitors, certainly from perishable produce side, chili is one of our main competitors. We've looked at how things are done in our markets, such as the Netherlands and the UK, because it's important to understand how they do it, how they would look to how we were doing it to compare, to make sure that we comply with them and that they're comfortable. Our cold chain division has looked at costs and risk containment, because we certainly found that although when we sample, we are saying that at that point in time the product has achieved the standards, we are finding that there have been gaps through the cold chain and that the integrity of the cold chain is problematic, which leads to our product having quality issues once it's reached the market destination. We have increasing international fire society and food safety problems, and we've looked, we've had interception issues with, if you look, the FDM is false coddling moth, and that's a particular problem in the USA market. And we've been reviewing how we look at our controls and how we ensure that those problems or those little animals are not causing us a problem with entry into the market. In some of our perishable produce, the finding of FDM has in fact closed those markets to us. Currently in table grapes, the protocol is not viable, and our table grape exports to that market in the last few years has dropped from about 3 or 4 million down to almost nothing. I would say about 3 or 4 million cartons, 4.5 kilogram cartons, now down to about 60,000 cartons. So we've lost a good market for our produce. We are engaging all the time with USDA EFIS, but that is not just to do with PPCB, it's to do with other factors too. So we're working very hard on alternate methods. And the PPCB, as the PPCB, we work with our clients and our stakeholders to try and get those markets open. We're looking at the local export and local market controls. More and more countries from overseas are looking backward into this country and saying, what do we do in our local markets? What do we do with imported products? Because we find that often product that goes to the local market finds its way to being exported. So there are questions about how we control standards and how we control food safety issues in our local market. And that's very important, so we've been looking at that. We provide inputs into policy on food control, and we have other initiatives around an SA gap, developing good agricultural practices in the perishable produce industry, and also global gap, in line with global gap. We have provided 50,000 export certificates this year, and we had just about 228 million cartons of fruit exported. You can imagine the logistics issues and the requirements that we have. And as more and more of our produce is inspected in smaller pack houses or at point of harvest to ensure compliance, it becomes much more of a logistical issue for the PPCB and requires more capacity. We've had 260 million kilograms of vegetables, maize, flowers, red tea and other products exported, which is in fact an 8% reduction year on year. Our industries are struggling a little bit to compete through growing compliance needs. Obviously, the recession had an impact this year on us, so we need to be really improving our services, training our industries, enhancing their ability in this area to compete. The perishable, this area of high-value perishable produce is often very labor intensive and can provide up to 3 jobs per hectare. So it is something that we need to look at. I would, in my opinion, from agricultural side, how do we enhance this? How do we stop this reducing kilograms, and how do we make sure that we are producing more and exporting more? Because it is one of our highest returns to agriculture from the perspective of income, value income on export. Our cold chain highlights were that we had 2,524 repo manifests audited. That's a lot. We have a lot of movement in our port. We've seen a move from over to containers as well, and that has also, we've had to change the way we do business, and we have often blockages at the port, which causes hold-ups, not only for us, but for our product. We need to keep that product moving. So we are working with the ports very closely to see how we create a flow through. And then we have done lots of good agricultural practice audits. All of these things are to try and enhance our competitiveness as an industry and as agriculture. We've done capacity building. We are working up north. We've also signed agreements with provinces to help with emerging farmers, to help capacitate them, to train them in what they need to do to comply. We are training Global Gap auditors. Global Gap is currently in the perishables industry, one of the leading bodies for compliance. Most of the big retailers require our exporters to produce a Global Gap certificate of farmers. It is difficult to comply, but we believe that we need to be working hard to make sure they do it, but we believe we can do that. And in some of our perishable produce industries, up to 90% of our farmers are now Global Gap compliant. There are not many of our competitors who can say that, so I think that's a good achievement. We've got new students in our Agriculture Export Technologist program, and we are, as part of our contribution to the developmental states and how we are enhancing development in areas, we are signing partnerships with other stakeholders, with other government departments such as the National Agricultural Marketing Council, so that we can get involved in their programs, where they're building capacity, where they're developing new farmers, and so where can we help? We have skills and capacity that we can be sharing with them, so we're tying into those programs. Just on our people and then inside, our vision on our people is to create the environment where people can become enabled, knowledgeable, so that we can represent the diverseness of the South African society within our workforce. We can be representative, but most of all, enhancing them, enabling them, and getting the best people in. And if they go on to other things, we're happy to see that, although we'd like to keep them, but we believe that's the way we can capacitize the industry. This is our permanent staff, the 332. We have 129 fixed-term staff, and this costs about 79 million of our total budget. We spent 3.2 million on training and development. We have leadership programs. This year, the board approved a harmonization program, which has been to ensure that when we do inspections and when we capacitate, we are giving the same message and doing it the same way across the country, and that everyone is on the same page, so that it creates a more easily flow through of product and it's a lot easier to comply. You can see the chaps in the vineyard doing the inspections, how he measures the size of grapefruit, the ruby grapefruit there. I'm presuming that's the ruby grapefruit. You can see how they're checking. This is the chap on the left. I think that's a truck or a reefer container. And then you'll see that we're involved in the process the whole way through. Okay, and here we are on the ship. Our employee profile from last year, you can see that we have moved forward. Our equity plan was something that was debated extensively. Our head office is here in Cape Town, but our belief is that we are a national body, and our equity plan was designed, the demographics, to reflect a national footprint, and that is what we tried to achieve. We, as you can see there, we've moved forward quite successfully, and I commend our our executive for taking hold of that and giving leadership to the rest of the organisation. You can see there, on the whole, we get a more balanced profile. Women, in the PPCB, some of the women's jobs are quite difficult because they work sometimes into the night, and also, you know, on the ships, the way they've got to jump around and things like that, but we are ensuring that women are given an equal opportunity to have jobs in PPCB. This is our male employee profile. PPCB began a long time ago under transport, and we are slowly changing. What we do have is we have a lot of institutional knowledge which we want to try and transfer over to our new incumbent. So we are at the process on the harmonization program. We are using members of our staff, the white male members who are retiring, to share their knowledge and to train the new staff, which are in the African and coloured and Indian side, up into those positions and transferring that institutional knowledge over to them, because we wouldn't want it to be lost. It's very valuable to us. And these are financial results. And the financial results, I'll hand over to the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Shrevis, to present this to you. Thank you.
This is just looking at the economic influences, not only on the PPCB, but South Africa as well. The markets are under pressure in terms of volumes. And also the supermarkets, they are discounting prices. So less money is being made available to producers and to exporters. But at the same time, the input costs are, last year it was said, rose between 20% and 30% to produce food. We're looking at exchange rates, changes in the exchange rates, and also the reduced credit availability, to fund expansions and investments. At the same time, there's also worldwide aging in population, and the expenditure on food there. Their expenses on food is limited. The current position of the PPCB is that we are solvent because of the accumulated reserves, which we did not redistribute out of PPCB. These reserves are supported by very liquid assets, mainly in cash and in debtors, and we have very strong cash reserves. Last year, we also renewed our technology. Our third strategic objective is to make information available, strategic information available, and to do that, successfully do that, we have to invest in renewing our technology. The outlook for PPCB into the next year is that up to now, the volumes have been met, our targets have been met, but we are very cautious in terms of the future. We are entering a grape season now in November, and it seems that the market is a bit it's tight. Higher risk in the credit accounts, because we deliver service, it's on credit. It takes longer. We find that to collect the money, outstanding money, it takes longer and many, many more phone calls to collect those money. And of course, because of the inflation rate, because of the type of our expenditure, it's petrol, it's accommodation for people that go to relief duty, the increases in those types of expenditure is higher than the normal inflation rate. Operating realities, I've touched on the market economic conditions, which is under pressure. And PPCB is a regulatory operator who needs to fulfill a legislative mandate. That requires us to perform a service. We cannot take shortcuts. We have a mandate to deliver on. But at the same time, there's a diverse stakeholder, and they have very diverse needs. not only between the regions, but also in between fruit products. They have very diverse needs. For example, if you look at the avocado or subtropical fruit, they're very temperature sensitive to changes in temperature, whereas citrus, not so much, but in terms of citrus, it's right across the region, South Africa, so we need to have sufficient capacity and people to service those different types of industries. And then as a public entity, we have the responsibility to respond to government needs and government priorities, and also to fulfill the PFMA requirements. Cold chain, it's one of the key risks in PPCB, is the management of cold chain. And we've designed in our strategy certain responses to that.